So within quality products, there's really two methods that are used to decide a match. The first is called deterministic matching, and that deterministic matching is what a majority of the products in the market use. And what deterministic matching actually does is it applies a score based on a degree of match calculation that's done, and a letter grade is assigned based on that score. So you could see here here we've got William and Will Aim, and it's putting a B on that. So it's saying that, yeah, those are pretty close. We'll give it a B. Jay and John, well, Jay could definitely be a shortened version of John, so it's going to give that a B. Holden and Holden, those are a perfect match, so it gets an A, and so forth all the way across. And you can see that what you end up with at the end is this thing, BBAA, BDBA. And that match pattern there then is stored in a database. And what happens is that they do a lookup to see if BBAA, BDBA is actually something that you would consider to be a match. So it's a very kind of arcane way of matching your information together. It's not really based on any kind of statistics. It's more based on just a straight comparison. The other method is what's called probabilistic linkage. And when you use probabilistic linkage, you're actually using a much more concrete set of evaluation criteria to figure out if these things are the same. In this case, you're creating a number score based on the degree of match and based on several other factors. So we use actually three different evaluation points when we're determining what the score should be. One of them is actually the frequency of the data. So William in the database is actually a much more frequent name than, say, Zeke, right? Zeke would not be a very frequent name in an American database, whereas William would be fairly frequent. So William would get a lower score than Zeke would. So what we're actually doing is figuring out, based on the percentage or the probability of that record being in the database, that if the data in that field is relatively rare, then it probably has a higher chance of being the same. So that's part of what probabilistic theory does. The other side of it is that we also look at what the field of information contains. So first name is not a very reliable indicator of a match. There's lots of people named William. There's lots of people even named Zeke. And you can't really say that if two people are named William that they're the same person, so it's not a very reliable mechanism to use. Whereas last name is a little better, right, because there's fewer Holdens, there's fewer people with the same last name than there are first names. And things like address, obviously social security number or phone number, those are much better indicators. So anything that's a very good indicator would get a higher score, and anything that's not a good indicator would get a lower score. And then the last mechanism we use is the reliability of the field. So we actually look at how reliable or how often is this field built in. So filled in, I should say. So if we've got a social security number, that's a very good thing to use for a match, because usually it's unique. But if the data is only filled in 30% of the time, well, it has a low reliability. So therefore, it would get a lower score. So we use all of those different criteria to determine what that score is, and it's actually using a probabilistic theory to come up with what that number is. And all these weightings can be adjusted by the customer, so we can make sure that we're getting the right level of matching for the specific purpose and data that we're working with.